Prepare yourself for face-melting adorableness. That was the note I got from lighting designer Robin DeLuca upon learning I was on my way to see Raven Player's new production of Barbara Robinson's The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. A warm slice of big-hearted, made-for-the-holidays confection, the play was adapted from Robinson's 1971 novel of the same name, and as it turns out, Robin was right. Face-melting adorableness pretty much sums up this show. The show is presented through the holidays at the Raven's Windsor Theater just off the town green. The venue is a former church, which lends a bit of an additional authenticity to the story of a church nativity pageant gone terribly wrong, but strangely right, too. Directed by Stephen David Martin, this is the definition of community theater, a play for the community, filled with members of the community, in a show about the power of community. The story, though a bit dated in its simplicity and innocence, still carries a lot of charm, and the cast of local performers, most of them kids, know how to nail the laughs in the script, and there are a lot of them. This may be an amateur production, but I can't remember laughing this much during any other show all year. As the local church prepares for its annual nativity pageant, the kids of the town know it will be the same as it always is, the same kids cast as the same characters in a story they know so well they are all bored to tears by it. When the director breaks her leg and Grace, one of the town's parents, takes over, she makes one change that threatens to destroy the pageant. She allows the Herdman kids to participate. The Herdmans, all six of them, are the town terrors, delinquents who've long terrorized the other children. They smoke, drink, shoplift, and have never set foot in a church, where they intrinsically understand they would not be terribly welcome. When they learn that there are free snacks served at pageant rehearsals, the Herdmans invade and are bedazzled and a bit shocked to hear the nativity story for their first time. When Grace reluctantly allows them to audition, the other kids are too frightened to compete, and the major roles all go to the Herdman kids, ultimately pitting Grace against the rest of the church who want the Herdmans out. The resulting rehearsals, in which young Imogen, Claude, Ralph, Leroy, Ollie, and Gladys try to wrap their heads around what's happening, are hilarious. The kids mistaking the words swaddling clothes for wadded up clothes and taking serious offense at the idea of a baby being tied up in cloth and crammed in a food trough. Where are the protective services people in this town, they wonder? Those people are in our house every 5 minutes. The resulting pageant is both hilarious and heartbreaking, as the true meaning of the nativity tale, that of a baby whose worth is noticed by few, is understood better by the Herdmans than the members of the church. It's an irony that stings hard and touches deeply, in between laughs, that is. Prepare to have your faces melted. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever runs through December 21 at Raven Theater Windsor, ravenplayers.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.